his way from L.A. back to Knoxville. He found out those bright lights ain't where he belongs. From a phone booth in the rain, he called to tell me he had a change of dreams, he's coming home.
Swing a thing. I can't count the times my heart's ached for you. There were days I didn't think I'd make it through, but I finally broke the chains that bound me to the pain. I'm getting back in the swing of things. It's time I got back in the swing of things. Right before your eyes, you're gonna see a change. I'm tired of being blue, I'm getting over you. I'm getting back in the swing of things. I'm getting back in the swing of things.
Dreaming about big wheels in the moonlight. to say. So many things got in my way. Can't complain about all I've got. Kids and a wife and a regular job. But at night when I'm sitting here, all alone in the living room chair, sometimes I close my eyes and see big wheels in the moonlight. And I wanna put my life on the center line. And I wanna see the world before I die. And I know that there's a peace I'll never find. Those big old wheels keep rolling through my mind. And I want to put my life on the center line. Those big old wheels keep on rolling through my mind.
I did everything I could to get you here tonight without telling you why. Now, girl, if you only would, please hold out your hand. Just close your eyes. I've been dying to ask you one burning question. Will you be mine from here to eternity? I'm asking you to share your life with me. Now and forever, I guarantee I'll always stay by your side. I can't wait to see how it looks on your head. I'll give you everything that one woman needs from a one woman man. I'll be strong.
simple little way. She don't have too much to say when she gets mad. She understands. She don't let go of anything, even when the pain gets really bad. I guess I should have been more like that. You had it all for a pretty little while, and somehow you made me smile when I was sad. You took a chance on a bruised and beaten heart, and then you realized you wanted what you had. I should have been more like that. I should have held on to my pride. I should have never let you lie. I guess you got what you deserve. I guess I should have been.
Time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
To think I had it made. Every time we said goodnight, this little dating game we've played has always seemed to feel alright. I had my privacy and your heart on the string, and it's never been my style to ruin a good thing. But lately, I've been thinking about a change of plans. Maybe get a couple wedding bands and do something crazy. Maybe get a piece of land and see if we can start a little family tree. Well, I don't know what's gotten into me, but I've been dreaming about a baby. I know it can't. can be hard these days to be a family man. I know that all the experts say you need to live life while you can. I've heard psychology on what makes true love true, and I've read the books with educated points of view. Oh, but lately I've been leaning more to Dr. Seuss, reading up on Mother Goose. It seems she's quite a lady. Lots of pinks and blues and little bitty tennis shoes, hearing goodnight daddy I love yous. Yeah, I've been dreaming about babies. I used to dream of fancy foreign cars and black tie affairs, how we'd live in separate condos while we climb the golden stairs. But lately, I've been thinking that it makes more sense to build a house with a picket fence. Forget the Mercedes, get some puppy dogs and training wheels, and a family Oldsmobile. I can't believe just how good it feels to be dreaming about faith. How good it feels, no.
Sits by the bedside when you're near to death. Love still feels it when the feeling's gone. Love lives on and on. On the river at the break of day. So put up a new shutters, sing a morning song.
Right place.
hardwood. It fell like broken glass. She said sometimes love slips away and you just can't get it back. Let's face it, for one split second she almost turned around, but that would be like pouring raindrops back into a cloud. So she took another step and said, I see the way out and I'm gonna take it. Time to be a man and stop living for yesterday. Gotta face it.
Wake up, please, Susie. wearing straight leg Levi's, flannel shirts even when they weren't in style. I remember singing with Roy Rogers at the movies when the West was really wild. I was listening to the Opry when all of my friends were digging rock and roll and rhythm and blues. I was country when country was uncool. I remember circling the drive-in, pulling up and turning down George Jones. I remember when no one was looking, I was putting peanuts in my coat. I took a lot of kidding, 'cause I never did fit him. Now look at everybody trying to be what I was then. I was country when country was uncool. Ooh, I was country when country was uncool. I was country from my hat down to my boots. I still act and look the same. What you see ain't nothing new. I was country when country was uncool. Sticking to our roots, I'm just glad we're in a country where we're all free to choose.
I was country
when country was uncool.
Hey, I was country.
Seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. Guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away.
Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time and youth at last ran out. I
life was all about, and every conversation I can now recall concerns itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday when I was young.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Could I tell you once again somehow? Have I said with all my heart and soul how I adore you? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. My world would end without a memory of you. I'm no good without you anyhow. Oh, have I told you lately that I love you? My darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately how I miss you? When the stars are shining in the sky, have I told you why the nights are long when you're not with me? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. Have I told you lately when I'm sleeping, every dream I dream of you somehow? Have I told you that I'd like to share your love forever? Well, darling, I'm telling you now. My world would end without a memory of you. I'm no good without you anyhow. Oh, have I told you lately that I love you? Oh, darling, I'm telling you now.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. And she took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven, the words she said were these.
She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time, you see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall.
Died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me.
She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall.
Professional tree climber. He didn't believe. I'm telling you the truth. He didn't believe in shooting no coon out of no tree. It was against his upbringing. He taught us from birth, from the day we were born till the age we could keep listening to him. Give everything a sporting chance. Whatever you do, give it a sporting chance. He'd have been a great conservationist today if he'd be here. And John said, take a crosscut saw coon hunting with you. When you tree a coon, hold the dogs and cut the tree down. Or either climb the tree and make the coon jump in amongst the dogs. Give him a sporting chance. A lot of times we climb a tree and make a coon jump in amongst 20 dogs. But at least he had the option of whooping all them dogs and walking off if he wanted to. This is strictly left up to the coon. So I said, Mr. Band, we'd be glad to go hunting with you. You know, he was a rich man. He had sold a lot of cotton during the First World War for a dollar a pound. He had some world-renowned dogs. And we hollered 3 or 4 times, and they started hunting. We listened, and directly, old Brummy didn't bark at nothing but a coon. He had a deep voice, but when he cut down on him, it was a coon. Don't worry about no possum or no bobcat. Brummy was running a coon. And then old Trailer and old Highball and them famous dogs and Mr. Parents got in there with them, and old John Eubanks holler, hey, speak to him. And my brother Sonny holler, hey, look for. And oh, it was beautiful. Now y'all get this picture. About that time they treed, we rushed out into the swamps. And there the dogs were, treed up the biggest sweet gum tree in all of Amit River swamps. It was huge. You couldn't reach around this tree. There wasn't a limb on it for a while. Way up there, huge tree. And I looked around at John and I said, John, I don't believe you can climb that tree. And it hurt John's feelings. He poofed his lips out, got fighting mad. He said, there ain't a tree in all these swamps that I can't climb. And he got his Brogan shoes off and he eased up to that sweet gum tree and he hung his toenails in that bark and he got his fingernails in there and he kept easing up the tree, working his way toward that bottom limb, and he finally got to it and he started on up into this big tree. Knock him out, John. It won't be long. And John worked his way on up to the top of the tree and whoo, what a big one. And he reached around in his overalls and got that sharp stick and he drawed back and he punched the coon. But it wasn't a coon. It was a lynx. We call them souped-up wildcats in Amid County. And that thing had great big tushies coming out of its mouth and great big claws on the end of its feet. And people, that thing attacked it, John, up in the top of that tree. Whoa! You can hear John squall. What's the matter with John? I don't have no idea. What in the world's happening to John? Knock him out, John. Whoa! This thing's killing me. The whole top of the tree was shaking. The dogs got to biting the bark of the tree and fighting one another underneath the tree. And I was kicking them like, you dogs, get away. What's the matter with John? Knock him out, John. Whoa! This thing's killing me. And John knew that Mr. Barron told it a pistol in his belt to shoot snakes with. And he kept hollering, shoot this thing. Have mercy, this thing killing me. Shoot this thing. And Mr. Barron said, John, I can't shoot up in there. I might hit you. John said, well, just shoot up in here amongst us. One of us got to have some relief.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Don't learn safety by accident is the theme of this year's National Farm and Safety Campaign. Safety starts early with local organizations such as 4-H and FFA. Youth are taught how to stay safe on the farm. This message, thanking the local organizations that support farmers, is a message of the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Here in this room, this narrow room, where life began when we were young, I smile. I feel your back pressed close to me, and hear your steady breathing as you sleep. Then as the first soft glow of dawn moves silver gray like paint along the wall, I touch your hand. No, this night is all we'll ever have. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. You breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. all so well that this is all there is, and when we leave this room, it's gone. My mind is clear as we walk down the crooked little steps to the front door. A ray of sun that ricochets from off the rooftop lights our stumbling way. I touch your hand, feel your ring, and know this night is all we'll ever have. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. You breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. Then I feel your fingers running through.
Waiting on the other end. So come on.